boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
How do people work from home and be productive?
I could never do it. I'll tell you that right now.
I wish I could be that type of person, but it's just so
distracting.
Not for me. Yeah, there's just like a lack of motivation not being in the office, I guess. So I worked from home for a little bit this morning and I was productive, I will say. Believe me. But as I was doing that, I was, sounds bad, I was on TikTok. And
productive.
It's research, okay? I had TikTok open and one of the TikTok lives popped up and it's this girl sitting at a desk on a computer, like typing away with no, like there's no sound. She's not talking. There's no music. And on the screen, there's like text that says, work from home environment, join if you want to like work with me. And I was like, huh. Okay. So do people pull up this TikTok creator and set her up on their desk so that they feel like they're working
the
with
office.
Someone else?
Because
there's like ambient noise. You can hear like her typing on the computer and it's like still quiet, but I'm sure it sounds kind of like an office.
Yeah.
I closed out of it because I was like, nah, I don't need to be doing all that. I don't want to work.
Because I never thought about that. I have seen that before, but it was like somebody doing their homework and stuff. And I am a sucker for those videos. I could sit and watch them for, and that sounds creepy, but I could sit and watch them for minutes.
But you're not going to do they're doing?
I'm not doing homework with them. I'm not doing my work with them, but I just sit and watch them.
Okay, that's weird. That's really weird. I think the point is like, oh, it pushes you to be productive. They're doing it, so I should too. But you just want to sit and watch somebody do their...
I know it sounds creepy, but
human bio quiz.
It sounds creepy, but I've always been a people watcher.
Uh-huh.
I just love to watch people. I like to study what their like habits, what they do. I just have always been, and always like irked my dad. My dad always like hated taking me out
because you're a gawker
to like restaurants and stuff, and he'd be like, "Stop staring at them." And I'm like, "Dad, I'm like, I just love studying people. It like entertains the crap out of me." So like I love watching those videos because that's just like it's entertaining to me. I love studying people's body language and what they do and why they're doing certain things.
Interesting. I feel like now you should go TikTok live and just stare at the camera and be like, people watch with me.
And I just watch them in silence.
I would scroll away from that so fast. Just know, if you're on TikTok live or Instagram live, Destiny's up in there watching.
Dude, I like doing that. It sounds creepy. It really does.
It does, but then it makes me like think about myself and all of the videos that I like to watch. And the more I think about it, the more I'm like, is it weird that I enjoy watching people just do stupid mundane tasks?
Yeah.
Like I think her name's Emily Mariko on TikTok. She makes dinner. She just cooks food in complete silence. So there's no like...
Oh.
Talking through the recipe or anything. I just am sitting there watching and I enjoy it. I'm like, what? Am I weird for this? I'm just watching this girl cook in her kitchen.
Yeah, that kind of makes me think of like, I absolutely love A Day in My Life. And I'm like, if you really think about that, that's kind of creepy.
It is.
Like, I'm kind of a stalker outside your window watching you have a day in your life, if you really think about it. But I absolutely love those videos. And another one that I love, and it's going to sound super weird, I love those silent cleaning videos.
Silent?
Yeah, they're just like, they're really like sped up, but it's like, come clean with me. And they're like cleaning their living room, but they're like silent and they're like fast forward. Those are fun for me.
Does it make you want to clean?
No, absolutely not. It absolutely gives me zero motivation.
You're like, they're doing it, which means
I don't have to.
I did half of it. I don't actually have to do it though.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Sometimes your romantic life needs a reality check.
Ding, ding, ring the bell.
Especially those of us that are dating still and not completely settled down yet. I feel like there's so many options on dating apps and social media that you feel like, oh, this one doesn't quite fit. I can find somebody that will fit my perfect match. Yeah. Well, okay, I hate to tell you, I'm going to bring you back down to earth here, Destiny. It's time for a reality check.
Oh, okay. Are you going to slap me?
No.
Well, I don't know what kind of reality check you're giving me.
Smack you.
Although she wishes she could.
I can't reach from over here. Otherwise, yeah, I might. There's a matchmaking service that's called Keeper who wants to get people's expectations back down to reality, basically. So they created a dating calendar that will show, or calculator, not calendar. That would be helpful too.
I would be using that.
Of your dates. This calculator shows you what percent of men or women, depending on what you're looking for, in the United States meet your standards. Because I'm sure you've heard before, you're just too picky.
Yeah, I got high standards, man.
Lower your standards. Nobody's going to be able to meet that. So,
go on.
In this situation, you can be as picky as you want. You're picturing your dream man, okay?
Mm, okay, I'll close my eyes.
So there's this website. It's on Keeper. You can do it for yourself if you want. And there's a bunch of different things to fill out, which I had you do a couple. But just to finish it up, what do you think about kids? Do you want a man that... No, it's yes, no, or either. You don't care.
No.
Nope. Age, minimum age.
Minimum?
Minimum age.
29. So minimum... 25.
25 maximum age?
39. 10 years older. I'm fine with that.
Minimum height?
I don't care about that. Do they have an option?
Yeah, starting at 4 foot. Do you want him to be taller than you? You don't care? Okay.
I really truly don't care about height.
Do you care how tall? It goes all the way up to 8 feet.
Let's do 4 to 8.
Okay, sweet. hair color. Black, brown, blonde, red, or any. This is your dream man.
Black, I guess.
Okay.
If I really had to pick.
Eye color.
I'm not picky.
Green, blue, brown, hazel.
Blue.
Okay.
Or green.
Okay. Well, blue. Is that what you said first?
Yeah, blue.
Blue eyes. Education level. PhD, master's, bachelor's, high school, or any.
Maybe I'm not as picky as I am. I don't care. Any.
Great. Do you care if he drinks? Yes, no, or either?
Yes, but not a lot.
Okay, well, I can't put that many details, so I'm just going to say yes, all right? Do you want to exclude married people, or do you want to see how many married men are out there? That would be your perfect match, too.
Well, eventually they may get divorced, so why not? Let's do it.
Yeah, we're not going to exclude the married men. Okay, now we calculate. Okay, there are...
Oh, zero options out there.
No.
I give up in this world.
There are 164,977,341 American men in total. Don't get too excited.
That are available for me?
No, just in general.
Oh, okay.
The ones
there
that
are zero options
that are fitting your perfect match is 75,890 men, which is 0.046% of all men in the United States that meet your standards, which means...
I felt like I gave pretty good options.
I actually thought you were pretty open. Lenient, too.
Yeah.
But 0.046%? Not looking good, homie.
Well, I'll be searching for cats that are available to adopt.
Sometimes that's all you need, I guess.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Sometimes it is absolutely hard to take your significant other seriously.
Oh, yeah. You get the case of the giggles and maybe not the right moment.
Mm-hmm. And then you may end up offending them.
This sounds like you're speaking from experience.
Yeah, this happened last night. So... I have been having I still have some back issues that I've been dealing with and been seeing a chiropractor, and he wants me to do these stretches every single night. And last night my back was really killing me. So I was like, okay, I should probably do these stretches. And neighbor man's like, let me help you. Let's do them together.
Oh, I was excited.
Like, okay, sure. Team bonding, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
So we do the stretches together, and I'm like, all right, that's it. It's just two stretches. It's as simple as that. I'm good to go. We're done. And he's like, okay, well, let's do this. And he starts doing yoga poses.
Oh.
And leaning yoga. And he's like, now breathe in. And breathe out.
So now, he's like taking it really serious.
He's taking it very serious.
Okay.
And now you're going to bring your arms out like this. And you'll bring your legs out like, and talking.
Is he putting on a Zen voice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm laughing the entire time because I'm like, exactly like this. I'm like, you're not a yoga instructor.
Right.
What are you doing?
And then he's probably like, oh my God, I'm trying to do something nice and be supportive. And she's laughing at me.
May not be my neighbor man anymore because I think I offended him yesterday. He was trying to do something nice. I was doing my stretches for my back because it's been acting up. And then he was like, oh, after these stretches, let's do some yoga. And I couldn't take him seriously.
I can imagine you in a yoga class as is would be hard enough to be zen and serious.
No.
But in that moment, you were like, just because it's you, I can't do this.
Never take me to yoga. I would not be serious. I just laughed at him the entire time. And thinking back to it, I think I was a little rude.
Well, I get it because I feel this way. Any guy that I've ever dated or talked to, I get that feeling of like, ooh, I kind of want to laugh at you. Anytime they talk about the sports they played in high school. Okay? Listen. No. We all have hobbies.
Yes.
Lots of people played sports in high school. And I want to know that about you, probably.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know if you were on the basketball team. It's when it gets, especially when there's a group of guys talking about this,
mm-hmm.
that they're like, well, I went to state my sophomore year, and oh my God, you won't believe we lost because Joe Schmo on the bench rolled his ankle, and it was like game changing. I can't take it seriously. I know you're proud of your high school accomplishments, and I am too, but something about a man above the age of 21 bragging to me about his high school sports.
Oh, and they're proud.
I get the giggles. They're so proud, and I'm happy for you.
Even when it's a position I've never heard of. I was water boy, but I was the best water boy you've ever seen.
And I believe you. And please end the story there, or I'm laughing at you.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, there's like a 0% chance that it's currently precipitating. But 100% chance that the seasonal depression has entered the chat.
Hello there.
We thought it was time. We had like two sunny days and everybody was like, oh my gosh, the happiness I haven't felt in 4 months of winter. And now here we are again. I just look out the window and I feel sad.
Who let them in the group chat? Knowing, you know what, it was probably me. I probably let them in.
I'm going to need you to block that number real quick because... can't handle it.
I'm always that person who adds people in the group chat and everybody's like, why did you add them?
Without consulting the others, and then everybody is like, oh my God, do we make another group chat without the two of them? Because what is this?
Sorry. It was my fault.
It was.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win. Nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Well, my goal tonight is to not break anybody up.
That does not sound like you're telling the truth at all.
My eyes really suck at lying. I've got to work on that. Tonight's trivia question. New couples take about 10 minutes to do this when they first start dating and about 20 minutes after 2 years. What is it?
But so far, 8177 says choosing a restaurant to eat at.
I could see that.
You think it takes longer the longer you've been together?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I feel like I get more comfortable and I'm more comfortable saying, no, that doesn't sound good.
Well, when you're first starting to date, you're like trying new restaurants. You're trying new things. And then you get bored because you've already tried all the new things. So it's going to be harder to think of something.
No, that makes sense.
But I get where you're coming from. I'm comfortable now with you. I can just tell you what I want.
I don't want tacos.
I want Arby's. Get me Arby's.
Yeah, well, I don't. Yeah. Interesting. So I'm going to start timing those arguments.
Let me know. Report back.
Pull out my stopwatch.
9301 said, I'll be the guy to say it. Doing the deed. Why do I have to read that one?
I had a feeling that there would be one. So thank you, 9301, for...
I could see it over time.
Being the guy to do the one that said that. Okay, anyways.
She just wanted...
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to dwell. 0637 says, apologizing.
100%.
I feel like the longer you get together, it may double again.
If we're together for 50 years, baby, I ain't going to apologize for 3 weeks.
Well, yeah. So at some point, somebody has to do it, and it's just going to keep getting longer and longer and longer.
You might as well get a new home. Get a second home. So you have a whole new bed to sleep on, because I'm sure you're tired of sleeping on the couch.
It's going to be a long, 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 long time.
I don't know. We're either those girls in the afternoon saving relationships one quizzical question at a time, or ruining.
Oh, that's you. Don't put that on me, dude.
She's the saver. I'm the ruiner.
Okay.
We're the angel and the devil on your shoulder.
Yeah, that's like...
But normally you're the devil, though.
That is so rude and wrong. That is not correct.
Come on. Seriously, though, I'm the angel normally on the shoulder and you're the devil.
Whose shoulder? Whose shoulder are
anybody?
You? No, that's such a lie. We can't talk about this anymore.
We will come back to that later. Question tonight. New couples take about 10 minutes to do this when they first start dating and about 20 minutes after 2 years. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Respond to text messages.
Yeah, check. Well, oh, geez, it's so hard. That does check out. Because you know when you're first dating and you're like, I already saw what he said, but I don't want to open it because I don't want him to think that I'm like too much. But if I wait too long, then it looks like I'm uninterested.
But I don't want him to forget about me, so I better respond now.
Right. And finding that sweet spot is like the most difficult thing ever. You can't be doing anything at all day long.
Yeah, no, 100%. But then when you get into like 3-4 years, you're like, oh my God, he responded. I'll get to him later.
Like, why are you texting me again?
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's nice to think that you are on good terms with your coworkers, your friends. You get along all right. But sometimes they do one thing that feels like they just stabbed you in the back. And that's kind of what's going on today. We have another message that came through. Those girls at KZIA.com. Looking for a little bit of advice.
Dear Destiny, I work in a fairly close-knit office, and last week, none of my coworkers remembered my birthday. I wasn't expecting anything big, but everyone else has gotten a card, cookies, something small to make them feel special. It may seem lame, but my feelings are hurt. Should I say something? What do I do?
Ooh, whoa. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
This has happened to me.
Really? Yep. Oh, man. So this one might cut a little deep.
This one has definitely cuts deep. You know what? I'm not going to give you the advice of what I did because I don't think I was mature enough, but I'm going to give you advice of what I wish I would have done.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's great.
I wish I would have sent an invitation out after they all forgot about my birthday.
Okay.
To a birthday party.
Okay.
Meet Destiny for her birthday party at noon on Thursday. In the break room.
Okay.
Okay. So everyone's going to come because they're like, oh my God, she's probably going to supply free cake, right? Ugh, heck yeah, I'm coming.
Cupcakes.
Yeah. So they come to the break room or the conference room, whatever, noon on Thursday. You get into the front of the room and you say, hey, thanks for coming to my birthday party because you know what? You guys all forgot about my birthday last Tuesday. So enjoy this. There is no cake. There is no presents. There's nothing. Enjoy the silence of this room and think about what you've done.
Oh.
That's what I wish I would have done.
Okay, instill guilt.
Exactly. Sick. That.
Okay, we want to hear from you. What would you do in this situation if you thought you were really close with your coworkers, but none of them remembered your birthday and everybody else got a little something on your special day? What would you do in this situation?
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, the office is about to be a little more awkward after this.
Mm-hmm.
We had a gal message. Our email, thosegirls@kzia.com, which obviously you should do if you have any problems with your life, because Destiny will tell you how to handle it. But this girl basically said she thought she was really close with her coworkers. She had seen them celebrate other people's birthdays with cakes and cards and cookies, but they forgot her birthday completely, and her feelings are hurt.
And I think the best thing that you can do is throw a party and send out invitations, do the whole shebang. But when they go into that conference room, they're going to think they're getting cake, and they think that you're going to be opening presents. But when you go into that front of that conference room, you say, guess what? You forgot my birthday. There's no presents. There's no cake. Sit in silence and think about what you've done. You know that thing that your mom always told you? Think about what you've done. And that always scarred you for life.
And that silence would be really loud.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that this girl should do?
This might sound harsh, but nobody's obligated. But, you know, we're all adults. And maybe it's time that you kind of realize that those people might not be as close with you as you think.
That's some tough love right there.
That is tough love.
Just don't trust them again, I guess. Kimberly on our Facebook page said, send yourself flowers or balloons, and on the card, make sure it's noted that it's belated. Like, sorry, I forgot to get you these on Tuesday or whatever day. Hope you had a very special day. Something like that. Make sure if you send them to yourself that it looks like somebody else sent them to you.
I've always wanted to send flowers to myself.
I'm surprised you haven't.
I know him too.
And now honestly, I don't believe that you never have, honestly.
If you've got a problem, Destiny can solve it. Email thosegirls@kzia.com. Z102.9.
If there's one place that you don't want to be nasty, it's at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be the person that doesn't spray down the equipment. Or is, I don't know, what else nasty things you could be doing at the gym?
Farting.
Oh, yeah, that would be pretty gross.
Somebody did that to me the other day at the gym. I was like, could you not?
Ew. Well, that's bad.
Really ruined my gym experience.
But something that a lot of people actually admit to, 53% of people,
that's a lot,
who go to the gym say that they reuse their gym clothes, including their compression shorts and their sports bras without washing them.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. I'm not afraid to admit that I do that. What are you looking at me for?
Okay. Well, I mean, like, same, but sort of. I feel like there's a line of what you can wear more than once at the gym.
Well, okay. So right now, so I'm going to the gym tonight, and what I'll be wearing is all fresh new clothes. But then tomorrow when I go to the gym, I'll be wearing what I wore Tuesday, because I don't want them to. I wore an outfit yesterday, and I'm not gonna wear that same outfit
you
tomorrow
don't get caught.
Or today. I don't want them to catch on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to wear the same outfit 2 days in a row because they're gonna notice. So I kind of like keep it in a pile, and then I'll wear it 2 days mm-hmm. later or whatever. So what I rewear though, I don't rewear socks. We'll start at the bottom. No, that's
no,
weird.
No.
Because I sweat. My feet get real sweaty real fast. But I will rewear my leggings. Not my underwear. That's disgusting. I will rewear my shirt and sports bra. I do that because I only have a couple. And I will rewear the sweatshirt because I always wear a sweatshirt to the gym because mm-hmm. I like to sweat. So I will rewear that as well.
Dang. You actually rewear everything but socks and underwear.
Well, I'm just going to sweat in it again.
And I totally get that because I'll rewear anything that's like loose fitting. Leggings, I'm not so into that because it's tight. I feel like, the sweat is stuck in it. But mm-hmm. if I wear like sweatpants, I'll wear those probably twice before I wash them. Sweatshirt, a tank top, if I feel like I got really sweaty in it because I'll get sweaty on my back. I'm not going to mm-hmm. lie. I'm not wearing that more than once. That's got to go in the washer. But I'm with you that I also, if I do rewear it, I skip a day because I don't want any to be mm-hmm. like, ew, she's stinky.
Yeah. I do it just because I'm like, I'm just going to end up sweating in again. And I'm a woman who hates doing laundry. I will do anything to not do laundry. I'll tell you right now, this whole outfit I'm wearing right now, this brown top, I'll probably wear it 1 to 2 more times without washing it.
It's like
these jeans 2 more times.
A battle of what do I hate more, doing laundry or being a little bit stinky.
I think, you know what? College, when you had to pay with quarters for the washing machine, this is why now I will go days wearing the same clothes.
That's when you really find value of, like, how many times can I wear this?
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So you remember a couple of weeks ago when I was completely obsessed with the Wienermobile?
Yeah.
Just, I had to go find it. I had to see it in person. I had this dream of driving it. Obviously, that didn't happen. But there's another opportunity that I think could be in my future. It could be in anybody's future. But I'm now going to obsess with this new job opportunity. It's not the Wienermobile.
I was going to say, is it the Wienermobile? What is it?
It's not. It's the Nutmobile.
With a big peanut?
A big peanut. The company Planters, which...
Do they actually drive that around?
They do. They do. And what's cool is there's only one Nutmobile. You know, the Wienermobile, I think there's, what, six across the entire country that they have, you know, different hot doggers who drive that. So... The company Planters is in search of three team members known as Peanutters to drive the 26-foot-long Nutmobile across the United States.
The Nutmobile?
The Nutmobile.
Hi, I drive the Nutmobile.
Dude, I love this. I'm obsessed. It's a full-time paid one-year job. Starts June of this year until June of next year. And I want to do this now. I can't stop thinking about it. It's cool. I think it's almost even a little bit cooler than the Wienermobile.
Oh, I think it's cooler than the Wienermobile.
There's only one of them in the entire country. So it feels like almost a little bit more special if that's even possible.
Well, I think everyone has kind of seen the Wienermobile at this point, whether you got to stop and see it at like Hy-Vee or you've seen it on, I've seen it driving on 380. I have never seen the Nutmobile.
No, I haven't either. And I looked, like once I saw this, I was like, well, I got to track this thing. Where's it at?
Where's it at right now?
It was, I can't remember exactly where it was at right now. It was on its way to Kansas City area next, and then it was going up to Minnesota. So I'm like,
cool.
You guys, you're coming through Iowa probably. Why don't you just make a stop? Because I need to see this thing in person.
So are you quitting the show? Or are you doing the show live from the Nutmobile?
Dude, that would be sick. I'm not going to lie. I meet all of the criteria, so I feel like I'm the ideal candidate. They want somebody with...
Your driving record is pretty slick.
Well, that's actually not even part of it. Believe it or not, that's not one of the requirements to be a peanutter.
I was going to say, I've never seen you do any harm to any of the station vehicles.
No, you're right. You're right. But those also aren't 26 foot long.
And a giant nut.
Nutmobiles.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
When you think of superpowers, you think of the ones you see in movies when it comes to like Marvel and DC, where the characters can fly, they can read minds, they can shoot webs from their fingers.
I wish.
Right? Oh my God, I would totally be shooting those spider webs all the time.
Same.
But honestly, I think we all have a little bit of a superpower in our own self. It may just not be flying and reading minds, okay?
Not yet.
Someday. But I bring this up because I got spooked out this morning. I was talking to Loretta and we were just having a conversation. She just asked me about life. And we're into this conversation. She goes, hold on a second. I got to answer the phone. Girl, the phone wasn't even ringing. I said, what? I was like, huh? Phone's not ringing. 5 seconds later, phone rings.
Whoa. So she knew it was happening before you could hear the phone ringing.
I was like, how? What? So I stood there because I was like.
Because this is the office phone. It's not like she had on an Apple Watch and could feel it vibrating.
Correct. It is the station phone going off. How did she know? So I stayed there and I was like, I'm going to ask questions because you clearly know something. You're an alien of some sort. Uh-huh. And I'm going to figure this one out. So she got off the phone. I said, how did you know that phone was going to go off 5 seconds before it actually rang?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, you didn't hear the frequency? No, I didn't hear the frequency, Loretta. No, I didn't hear any of that.
Like a high-pitched noise.
I don't know what frequency she was talking about, Taylor, but it's some freaky superpower she's got. She can hear a phone ring 5 seconds before it rings.
I wish I had that. That's insane.
I wish I had that when telemarketers are calling.
That's what I'm saying. I want to be able to prepare before it's actually happening.
But then I was like, okay, do I have any superpowers? I'm like thinking, I'm rattling this in my head kind of like all afternoon. And I'm like, you know what? I do have a superpower. It's kind of a weird one. Not as cool as being able to like predict when a phone's going to ring. But I always can predict or foresee when people are going to quit.
Like a job?
A job. And this has happened at all jobs I've ever worked at. I always can tell Stacy's going to quit.
Mm.
I just can tell. There's little things. I read into everything. But I'm like, oh, she's going to quit. And I will tell people, sure enough, a company email will come out a week or two later. And they're like, Stacy's leaving or Stacy's no longer with the company or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I told y'all. I knew she was going to quit. I can tell when people are going to quit ahead of time, and I can tell when they're going to get fired ahead of time.
Oh.
It is a weird superpower that I have that if you're going to quit or be fired, I know usually ahead of time. I predicted it. I have a superpower.
Is it a superpower or is it just being nosy?
You may not be Iron Man or Captain America, but you are your own superhero, and we actually want to know what your superpower is. But I just told you, the reason I'm bringing this up is because Loretta, earlier today, I was standing up front with her, and we're having a conversation, and she goes, hold up, the phone's ringing. It wasn't until 5 seconds later it mm-hmm. started to ring, but she heard the phone ringing, apparently due to some frequency. She heard the frequency before it actually started ringing. That's her superpower. That's not all. Loretta, you have another one?
I do. And I actually made it happen myself. I used to try and hold my sneezes all the time. When you get older, you have to do that. But what I would do is I would hold my nose and like try and make the sneeze not happen.
Yeah.
And quite often, it's still happening. And it builds up pressure to the point it came out my tear duct.
What?
Yes. Yes. So now I can blow air through my tear duct.
It's like a superpower and also a party trick. That's where my mind goes.
Look at me.
I hate to say it. Man, I have such a hard time thinking about what my superpower would be. And this is silly, but it is satisfying. I feel like my superpower is that anytime that I pump gas, I can get it to stop at like an even price.
Dude, no, that's a superpower because I can't do it.
I'm talking, it's always at a $25, $50, $75, or even dollar.
Nope. See, when I do it, I'm like, it's like $15.01. I can't get it right.
I hate that.
I can't get it right at $15. You can get it right at $15?
Yeah, pretty much. And normally it's if I like fill up and then I go out and I give it a little extra squeeze to get it, you know, a couple extra drops. I don't want it to be an odd number that just is upsetting to me for some reason. So I've gotten to the point where I can just know, okay, this much of pressure on the little handle will get it
cool.
to 50 cents or whatever. So, yeah, I would say that's my superpower. Isaac, what's yours?
It's kind of a bad one where everything I touch just breaks.
Oh, no.
And it's like always in the weirdest way. So it's like I'll be using a weed whacker, for example, and then halfway through, like me doing whatever I'm doing with it, there will be a problem with like the fuel mixture in it.
Oh no.
And then it'll crap out.
Personally, I always wanted the superpower of like invisibility.
Yeah, I wish I could fly.
That'd be cool. But that's not going to happen, right? If we're being honest with ourselves, that's not possible. You see those in movies. But there are superpowers that we humans have that are kind of freaking cool.
Kyle, what's your superpower?
I only get hurt on the right side of my body.
Really?
Like, I could be doing pretty much anything dumb, but it's always been the right side of my body that's always been hurt.
So, if I looked at you, would only have bruises on the right side, never on the left side?
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of people say their Super Bowl is April Fool's Day. It's something that they really look forward to, is seeing all the businesses pull their little pranks. And I never really thought about that until just now. I mean, we are, what, 3 days into April, and I'm still seeing businesses, their April Fool's Day pranks pop up, and I'm like, wow, this is really fun. Like, this is a new hobby of mine.
Dude, same. Especially with TikTok, I've seen so many people still posting videos mm-hmm. that I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even care that it's been 2 days now. I'm still having so much fun watching these. I about died laughing earlier today when I was scrolling because I saw this girl make a sign that said, please honk and flip the bird to my mom. It's an April Fool's Day joke. She put it on the back of her mom's car.
And the mom didn't know.
And she's riding shotgun with her mom. And progressively, she keeps getting more and more confused. And then she gets angry and she's honking back at people and giving them the finger back because she's like, what am I doing wrong? Why are all of these people being so mean to me today? And I, in that moment, was like, why didn't I think of this? I'm saving it for next year.
Oh, yeah. Pull that prank on anybody. That's awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm shocked that like the Cedar Rapids Police Department didn't think of this one. However, the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office thought of this.
Oh, gosh.
They posted on Facebook. They said, starting today, when citizens are pulled over by deputies, you will be presented with an option of a tipping screen. If you enjoyed your service you received during your traffic stop, you'll have the option of using a credit card to tip the deputy up to 25% of the cost of your traffic citation.
That is so hilarious, and I hate that I probably would fall for it if I got pulled over.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.